Good afternoon. This is Brenda K. Sanders, your podcast host of The Political Strategist. You know, I had looked at my podcast and I was trying to find the episode where I laid out my position on abortion, and I'm doing it for the 2024 election. And I don't know if, I mean, you can label it, you know, as you will, but I believe you think, you know, it's something conservative. Well, maybe it might go down that road, but it's for a reason that you might not be aware of. And that is that I don't believe abortions should be widespread. I believe in certain instances, abortions should be allowed. Very, very limited circumstances. And the reason is I am an adopted child. My parents adopted my sister and I, twins, when we were less than a month old. And so there we were, and I understand that we were left at a hospital and that we were, you know, taken care of until a third party could contact and make contact with my parents, the mother, our biological mother, and then my parents were approved for adoption and was allowed to take us home. And so definitely the abandonment factor was there. And when my parents picked us up and took us home, to our home, they went through the formal process of adoption. But the physical possession of my sister and I was not delayed. And I thank God for that, because I know that bonding takes place in the very early years of a child's life and a parent's engagement with the child. And so there are parents that don't have children today that are physically incapable of bearing children. And I really know that the adoption process is a very admirable process. I mean, and especially when you have children, and the financial incentive is there initially, but then it is removed after a while. But hopefully those that adopt children are adopting children, are adopting them because they really love children or would really love to have a child. And you know what I liken it to? I don't have children, unfortunately, but I do have a little dog, and I adopted him. Yes, I adopted him. Well, yeah, I purchased him, but I liken the experience to that of adopting a child, because he has to go to the vet consistently, to the groomer consistently, and it's never ended. I mean, he's almost 14 years old, and the obligations never end. His food is special food. Do you know I have to order special food for him every month? Everything is, prescribed for him. And it's no inexpensive endeavor. Let me tell you, it's a very expensive endeavor. I mean, I just, coming back to South Carolina, realized that he is exposed to more insects here. And do you know who let me know? He let me know. One day he stood in front of me and scratched in a different way than I've ever seen. And I realized he needed a flea collar again, because we're no longer in the urban environment that I was in Michigan. And so my stance on abortion is this: if you adopt a child, it is an admirable process. And there's somebody that really wants a child. And if that child is aborted, the opportunity is lost. There's really someone that wants to raise a child, to instill things in a child, to make them productive members of society. And I am one of those members. Now, I've accomplished a lot in my life, but I've had a lot of opposition in my life. But yet, I believe I have accomplished a great deal in my life, notwithstanding those oppositions. And so I believe abortion is not the way to go. I believe that we should more embrace and fund adoptions. And guess what? I believe that we should fund expectant mothers that are unsure about keeping their child. Fund them from the time they have, you know, realized that they're pregnant and that they don't want to keep their children, and that they want to give up their children, hopefully for adoption, whether it be for a stranger or to a family member. Fund those expectant mothers. Fund them where they're not working. They don't have to work during their, most laborious time of their pregnancy. That's my goal. That's where I would like to place federal funding for the expectant mother. The expectant mother that can no longer work, can no longer carry her child and work, and then knowing that she may give her child up at birth. And not just for medical expenses, no. Fund that young lady for her household expenses so that she can survive the experience. Survive the experience, and then be healthy and whole to release that child to the adopting parties, and then she can move on with her life. Maybe the funding should start when, you know, she's maybe in her, I don't know much about pregnancy, maybe I'm going to say third trimester, maybe even before then, if the mother is maybe getting sick or ill from her pregnancy herself. What of the financial burdens are of being an expectant mother, a young mother without financial resources? Those are the areas that I would like to see federal funding go into to help that expecting mother survive the experience. So for some expectant mothers, it might be a crisis, but to survive, turn that crisis experience into an experience where the government, instead of advocating for the death of that child, will advocate for the life of that child and advocate for the strong support for an expectant mother. That's where my opposition to abortion goes. And then there's my personal experience of how my parents adopted us when we could have been on that chopping block. I understand that my biological mother was single, but she had a lot of children. And you understand, I am a senior now, so that's been quite so long ago. But, you know, she had 8 children already, and I understand that my sister and I were the addition, and she would have had 10 children. So we already have a mother that's burdened by financially because she has a lot of children, single mother, which back in the day that was looked upon, frowned upon. And I'm sure, you know, the federal financial, the governmental expenses were, provisions were not that great back in that day. So I want to prevent that from happening to expectant mothers. Why? Because I had a biological mother that carried my sister and I, that endured the shame, endured the labor, endured the hardships of being a single expectant mother. And I want to fund whatever areas in that young expectant mother's life that will help them get through the experience and bear their child, and so someone else can take up the care and maintenance of the child. I mean, who knows what will happen? I think the federal funding should include psychology training and medical care in that regard, because it's an experience that's really not that pleasant when a mother gives up her child. I'm sure it's not. And I'm sure that there is a support level that should be maintained while this experience is going on. Abortion is a horrific experience as well. And while the government is trying to fund an abortion to get rid of children, certainly it's not uncommon these days to see federal funding and state funding for abortions. I think that same issue should be paralleled with funding, federal funding for care, maintenance, and support of a young expectant mother. So while I do not, you know, really vigorously advocate for abortion, only on very limited circumstances, I do vigorously advocate, and I plan to, for a young expectant mother that will bear her child and present a healthy baby for a couple or, you know, to adopt. I do believe in that. And so that's where I am on the issue of abortion. I have known, and you know, I've been a practicing lawyer now for 40 years. I've practiced in the last few years, but I mean, I'm in my 40th year of the law, and I've encountered young mothers who were facing the dilemmas of having an abortion or keeping it. A lot of times it accompanied a bad relationship that went down. It was happy when she got pregnant, but the minute the person found out that she was pregnant, the relationship soured and dissolved. And so you're dealing with the loneliness factor, you're dealing with an abandonment factor with a lot of young expectant mothers. And so all of those conditions need to be cured, and I think can be cured by federal funding. And not a lot of red tape either. The one thing I do hate about, you know, a lot of federal programs is the red tape and the waiting. I think all of that should be curtailed, and it can be curtailed, so that a single expectant mother can smoothly and quickly move through the reviewing process in order to receive federal funding to help her navigate through her pregnancy and bear her child. So thank you for listening. Thank you for listening and tuning here to The Political Strategist. You may see this episode somewhere else on this program, on this platform, but I can't find it. And so I decided to re-record this podcast for this specific reason and to give my reasoning for not, you know, strongly advocating for an abortion. I mean, we have, you know, look at, was it Moses that was given away, sent away by his mother? I mean, we are looking at some of the leaders in the future that are in the womb right now, and that, you know, will be some of our future contributors, maybe inventors and leaders. And so we don't know what we're destroying. We don't know. And so we should, I think, be very vigilant about preserving life rather than destroying life and make it happen for the young expectant mother. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you come back to The Political Strategist. Talk to you next time.